Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, March 20th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Hey, everybody out there. Sorry I wasn't here last week. It was a shame. Snowed in 3 feet of snow. Not really. I wasn't risking my neck last week. We did have a good bit of ice around my house, so sorry I wasn't here, but I know Ed and Sean did a fantastic job without me, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, we are also glad to be back. I know we had to get the shovels out. Yeah, we shoveled some stuff, all right.
I know. I saw a polar bear, I think. It doesn't take much to shut it down, and my car does not like ice.
No, and you should not drive that fancy car in anything that would be at least at all risky. And you know, if you saw my Facebook post, I drove a little speed demon last week. A friend of mine, John Owen, brought it over and said, hey, you want to drive this $140,000 Porsche? I said, yeah, I'm still a kid at heart.
It's a big yes. How much horsepower did that thing have?
I didn't ask how much, but it put my head to the back of the seat when I floored it on Terrace. We won't tell any police officers what I did on Terrace. Went from 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds. Yes, thank you.
Was that a 911 turbo?
I don't know enough about cars to know that.
Well, it was a good-looking car, though. You looked like you were having fun.
Yes. Yeah. It's, again, all about saying yes, because many times, I could have easily said no, because I was sitting there at the store and I was busy and I really didn't feel like it. But you know what? I had that one chance.
We should do one in my car.
Oh, we'll video that too.
Maybe race your plane on the runway. All sorts of fun things we can do, and we will not post the speeds.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We don't want to admit guilt. And
Never.
And, you know, being an ex-police officer, I certainly want to be cognizant of not acting like a fool, especially at 65 years old. I do want to say that I used to have, when I was married and had my stepmother, her name was Shirley, she always had what she called a maintenance day. And she would go out and, you know, she was kind of one of those, you know, women that maintain themselves very, very expensively. And she was, a nice, attractive lady. Well, I had my maintenance week this week, Dr. Green. This is what I did this week. I worked my normal week, which is pretty darn hard always, work 6 days a week. But I went to Rev. We've had Dr. Matt here from Rev. It's more of an energy balancing help. I go once a week on Thursdays. I also went to Sarah, which is Sarah Zen. We had her on the show about removing or helping to release inborn damages and traumas and angers emotionally that helps me to be more optimally healthy. I went and had my eyes checked and examined, which I was about 6 to 9 months past due. And I did a facial at Southern Surgical Arts, and they're a sponsor here, which I did not realize to the last one. And I really enjoy their quality services. And the last thing I did, which was 2 nights ago, you know how you take your car in for a tune-up? Well, those of us who are on the verge and fringes of kind of nuttiness, we take our tattoos in for a tune-up. So I went down to Jeremy Stoker, great guy. Yeah, you can look him up on Facebook or Instagram, Jeremy Stoker, S-T-O-K-E-R. Went down and had my tattoos tuned up.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's my thing. I don't think it's other people's things. But when you look at older tattoos, they tend to diminish and they fade a little and they get a little bit of spots. Well, I've got this red one you're looking at right now. Had some empty spaces, and this one over here you couldn't see as well. Then it's on my leg, so he went and tuned them all up. So
nice.
Thank you, Jeremy Stoker, for that. It's the smartest thing in the world to do tattoos. Not really. They have some chemicals, and I'm not a purist, but I'm particular. But that's one of the things I just chosen to take a risk on.
Well, your tune-up is more fun than my tune-up the last week. We were talking about it before we went on the air, but I had a back injury all week, and I'm well now, so nobody worry about me. And by the way, I think you are walking better today, too, with your hip.
Today's a good day. Awesome. Yesterday was a struggle, but I'm turning the corner. I would say I'm 25% better overall.
Well, I thought about you all week. I mean, back pain is something. People that have severe back problems, I don't know how they make it. You know, it gives me a lot of more compassion as a medical doctor, but you know, mine was not severe. But, boy, it'll slow you down. I'm just thinking maybe I did a huge workout Friday and Sunday and finished my runs really fast. I'm thinking that is twisting on your back. Maybe that's what did it. It's well now, but I had to relax all week. And as I told you, I broke a couple of molars and had to have those fixed by our good friend, Dr. Shaw, that we need to have back on the show one day, by the way. But I got to experience his office. My old dentist went and retired on me. And I will say Dr. Shaw's office was incredible. I'd love you to check it out sometime. I mean, he has sound deadening, you know, music that blocks the sound from zone to zone to zone. Very relaxing. I felt like I was in a spa. Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, as much as you can, I can't stand the sound of a drill, but it was actually relaxing. Of course, he's such a nice guy. Thank you, Dr. Shaw.
What part of town is he in?
He is right near Costco off of the interstate.
Okay.
So you know that little area? I think like Rick's Golden Diamonds is near him and stuff like that.
Yeah. We're going to have a great guest coming in, this a nurse from Southern College. She's going to be a nurse practitioner in the next semester graduating, but he has had vast experience, and I know it's a little bit past due on this conversation, but it's still not finished is the COVID conversation.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got some stuff to say.
Oh, good. Well, this gentleman has a passion that sparked me very, very wonderfully about a month ago when he came in to meet with me just to explain this paper that he's presented, and we're going to have a great conversation. But I want to I'm going to give you something today.
Ooh.
It's called Hybrid AR. I know the he's a pharmacist actually that owns this company, and he developed this for allergies. And what it is, and here's a study that showed that it actually beat Zyrtec in the studies that were done, which you can take that home with you. And one pill, an hour and a half later, you're feeling the effects. As the day goes on, the next day, if you keep taking them, you get more effects. But you don't get sleepiness. You don't get the hyper thing. You don't swell your prostate. You don't have any side effects. And it's called Hybrid AR. So if people need something right now, because it is coming. The season is coming.
Oh, I'm already in the middle of it. The tree pollens have been high. Oh, yeah, but I can't take anything. It knocks me out.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's like a Benadryl later, but even a Zyrtec will knock me out. So I'm a wuss with that stuff.
My body's so sensitive to drugs. It just, which is, I always have said, you know, if something major happened to me and you guys or girls gave me a bucket full of drugs, it'll probably kill me. Where it might not other, it wouldn't other people. I don't know. I've just got this chemical sensitivity to certain things. Of course, luckily I don't have it to the tequila.
Huh, cracking me up. You know, it is so funny. They can get everything across the southern border except tequila. That still cracks me up. You know, one of my favorites, Espolon, you can't find it. I mean, you can find it, but it's hard. So we're having to branch out and try other things. So, but that's interesting. You know, trying something new can be fun as well. Like you said, never say no. And so we both like to do that and experience life.
Absolutely. And I did eat at Hennon's this past weekend and had not been there for many, many years and had a fabulous meal, wonderful service. And what I liked about it, of course, again, like you said earlier, we tend to forget how it feels to hurt if we don't hurt. And when I'm having hip issues, you know, parking a car and then walking a long distance is not what I want to choose. Well, Hennon's has a parking lot right there you pay for, but I just come right down the elevator and there it was. So it was really fabulous.
That's a nice parking deck. I agree. And you're right. You don't really appreciate health or absence of pain until you're sick or you injure yourself. But it makes you appreciate that health a lot more once you're well, like I am today.
Absolutely. And also, if you're not feeling well, it does toughen you up if you have to deal with it and you come to peace with it. Or else, if you don't, it's going to be your demon you'll continue to fight with. So I have come to peace with some of my chronic pain, and I've just managed it. Part of us is about everything, I think, is managing rather than always trying to super fix it. And I've got miles on me, as most almost 65-year-olds do, and nothing wrong with that. We rent these bodies. I'm doing very well, other than one little hip issue, which is a big hip issue, but you know, we'll get through it. I'm managing it and learning to help other people with that.
Well, it does teach us a lot. I didn't like having to stay a few days out of the gym, but you know what? I enjoyed the rest.
I can guarantee you that every cell of your body enjoyed that rest, because you overwork, as I do. You push yourself, as I do. But you also push yourself where I don't, which is you tend to ignore the need for sleep until recently. And it is catching up. And so it's what it's doing now is knocking on your door, and you're smart enough to listen to the knock before the sledgehammer comes and really slaps you upside the head.
And it's, you know, it is a journey to figure out why my sleep is as poor. And the Oura Ring taught me that. Thank you, Ed, for that. But, you know, it's better to know what's going wrong and deal with it.
Yeah, it's better to test
or address it, I should say. I'm still trying to find out how to address it. It's a process. And one of those is tooth clenching. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. So the Dr. Shaw gave me a lot of insight into that, and he's going to try to help me. And if you can clench your teeth hard enough to break your teeth, yeah, that's an issue.
You got some internal constrictions going on with something, that's for sure.
Well, it's, again, if I can fix something that's been going on for years, or at least make it better, yay.
That's right.
I can't wait to do it.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to this wonderful young gentleman, Brian, that I had met a month ago, and he just has a passion because of his deep experience in the intensive care during almost the whole 2 years of COVID. And being in the trenches teaches all of us amazing lessons if we can utilize them properly. I just had a real value in my time with him about a month ago, so I invited him to come on.
I'm
so
looking forward to hearing that. That was a different experience than the outpatient right. setting, for sure.
For sure.
I mean, people have PTSD over that.
Yes. So we got that plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and have a wonderful guest. His name is Brian Houston today, and I want to just say one thing. You know, we don't talk as much about COVID as, of course, we used to, because agendas have changed, and, of course, thankfully, the numbers are dropping. Does not mean, one, that we shouldn't continue to relish the value that we learned from the 2 years of going through, you know, the hard parts of our life with COVID, and all of the misconceptions, some of the lies that were told. And, you know, truth always rises to the top with time, and that's what's happening now that we're seeing. But this gentleman, his young fellow, Brian Houston, came to meet me about a month ago, and he was in the trenches. He wasn't on the outside of this story. He was in the ICU helping patients, and really and truly, a couple of the stories he told me were just extremely moving about, and I'll have him tell you about the taking cell phones in and little baggies and things like that. But welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brian.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, this, you have a passion that I love, which is to empower people with things you have learned. And a lot of times, at least in my life, I've learned things that I wasn't able to really share or empower because I didn't either have the platform or I just didn't do it. Well, you've created almost a protocol for COVID. And the reason I want to still talk about this is what we've learned through COVID is that we know how to stimulate and manage an immune system to a far more effective degree than probably ever in the history of mankind because of what we have all gone through, and people like you and Dr. Green, because we did things, we watched, we observed, we see what works, we see that what didn't work, and now you have great protocols that could have saved, and we even knew most of this before, but they weren't embraced, but we could have saved, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of deaths if there had not been an agenda to hide this. And when I looked at your protocol and even the focus just on vitamin D, again, you know, that's why Nutrition World has been giving away free vitamin D to healthcare workers, teachers, and police officers since COVID began. But when I looked at your protocol, I just was stunned. You have done your work, son, let me tell you. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the ICU and the things you really saw that maybe most of us really never had an idea about.
Yes, sir. So my background is mostly in emergency medicine. I've been a nurse since 2015. And in the fall of 2019, I moved to the ICU to get some experience with a higher level of acuity. So when COVID hit, you know, kind of in February, we were getting ready. March, we were kind of getting ready. The numbers started to pick up. So I actually worked in the cardiovascular ICU. So I took a lot of surgical patients, but I would get floated to the unit that took care of COVID patients, depending on staffing issues. And, you know, at first we weren't sure what to expect. Tests would take over a week to come back. So we had a lot of patients that kind of fit, you know, that profile, you know, with their CTs or chest x-rays. We had a high suspicion that they were COVID positive. And really, at least where I worked, we were kind of waiting on that huge wave to hit, you know, right then, March and April. And we didn't have a huge wave until kind of later on. Mm-hmm. But definitely at that point, everyone was trying to figure out what to do. How do we treat these people? And there was a lack of guidance for sure. But again, yeah, that's kind of understandable in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we made some mistakes. The reality is, you know, we were very aggressive on intubating those patients, pulling that trigger quickly, putting them on the ventilator. Now we know that people died as a result of that people actually, that causes a lot of damage to the lungs. A lot of trauma to the lungs, barotrauma, and people die as a result of that. We weren't giving steroids initially as mm-hmm. well either. In the recovery trial basically showed us that if we gave steroids, systemic steroids, Decadron specifically in that trial, that it would save a lot of lives, and people died initially. And that's understandable in the beginning. But once we started getting data, you know, it was very hard to watch. And it's something interesting that I saw this week is actually we got about 10,000 medical journals articles that were published per month. 10,000.
Wow.
So the amount of data that's coming out in regards, and that's just to COVID.
Really?
COVID specifically. So that's not studies, but uh-huh. that is, you know, letters to the editors mm-hmm. and just articles that are being submitted. And mm-hmm. some of those were studies, obviously. So the amount of data is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no one can know everything, but you know, you talked about some of the things I witnessed in the ICU, and, you know, initially, obviously, those patients were in strict isolation. Their families could not come in and visit them, and it was heartbreaking to watch. That, you know, and when patients get that sick to go to the ICU, it's a very harrowing thing to watch in general. But when you can't even have family members come in and see those patients, you know, and some of them, even on the ventilator, are awake enough to follow commands, look at you.
Okay.
They family comes in and touches them, and it makes a whole difference, because what happens is they just it's very easy to lose hope. And you and I mm-hmm. talked about this earlier, but some of the things I witnessed from the nurses, and I worked at that point, I was in school, so working on my nurse practitioner in family and acute care medicine. I'd already started at that time because I'm working on my doctorate, so I've been in school for a while. And you know, a lot of nurses worked way more hours than I did with these COVID patients, and the things that I witnessed was absolutely incredible. We talked about baggies. You know, you'd have patients who, you know, they couldn't see their family, so you would have nurses that would put their cell phones in basically plastic, like a Ziploc bag, like a lab bag, FaceTime their family members so they could at least see each other and communicate. And sometimes it was to say goodbye.
How touching. I don't know. There's something about the whole concept of no hope, being isolated, and even you guys and girls who were taking care were completely covered up, so you barely could see eyeballs of someone else. And to have a cell phone as your last piece of touching someone else, it just feels cold, even though it was the only thing an option. Yeah. And you're right. The first 6 months, the whole world was spinning. It was a new invention that we had no idea about. I always say I truly still believe healing and health is an art as much as a science. We have to have science. But in the early stages, the people like you who were already well studied in the field of nutritionally intervention with nutrition for health protection were not listened to. The agenda was so powerful for other conversations that we got drowned out, even though there was previous studies and a lot of the news stories coming out were showing correlations that should not have been ignored. And one of those correlations was vitamin D. Absolutely. And also, and before we get to it, you have created a game plan for COVID patients, not that you're treating their disease, but that your observations and your studies have allowed you to create this game plan that I just absolutely love, because it's very specific. It tells exactly how to do it. And the thing is, there are other viruses besides COVID, and most of these practices that you wrote about, we don't know this, but if you can help the immune system to be healthier, it's going to help across the board with, I don't care if it's between shingles and flus and pneumonias or whatever, if it's viral in origin. Right. So tell
me. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And this protocol is on Facebook under Vital Health Radio. I've got it posted so that people can go on there and actually look at it, print it if they want. Tell us a little bit about that, Brian.
And that really started, so in the fall of 2020, I started clinicals and then for my nurse practitioner school in the ER. And I saw a lot of patients, they would come in, and this was universal. It wasn't just where I was at. They would come in, they would get tested for COVID. They were positive, they were told to go home and to basically come back, when their symptoms were so overwhelming that they couldn't stay at
with
home.
With no advice except that.
No treatment. Awful. No advice. Yeah, and that was just horrific for me. And I didn't understand. I started, that really bothered me. And I started, I was very busy at the time, but I started researching as much as I could in my spare time. And the amount of evidence that I found on vitamin D, you mentioned, especially, is just absolutely overwhelming. And I think now we have well over 150, I think, is the number of peer-reviewed published articles on vitamin D just covering COVID-19.
Wow.
Just with COVID-19.
Fully agree with that.
Wow.
Absolutely. And vitamin D is versatile too. I mean, vitamin D level over, in between 40 to 60 reduces your level of breast cancer, of cardiac disease, even decreases your incidence of type 2 diabetes. So it's not just COVID, it's other respiratory diseases, it's other chronic diseases as well. So basically getting back to my project, and this was kind of a product of God totally led me here. I didn't come up to this on my own. I wouldn't be anywhere without God. But so my experience in the ICU, my experience in the ER, and then also my wife and I got COVID. And I realized that even though I had looked at some of this research and I was on vitamin D, I was on NAC, my wife was pregnant at the time with our first child. She was 27 weeks pregnant when we were tested positive with COVID. And so that was the first time all of a sudden we've got a 14-day quarantine. I'm at home. My pregnant wife is sick with COVID. I've got a little bit of research, probably, blessed to have more than most people did, but not enough. And so I went and I spent basically that whole, my wife will tell you, that whole 14-day period just studying. And what I found was overwhelming. What really bothered me is when you go and you look at the regulatory agencies like the NIH and you look at their website and their treatment guidelines. Mm-hmm. I'd read all these studies about vitamin D, and I clicked on what they said about vitamin D, and they said cannot recommend for or against. And I'm like, now wait a minute. We're talking about something that if you take it, if you have your, obviously the worry about vitamin D is toxicity, is hypercalcemia. But if you have your vitamin D levels drawn, if you take a good vitamin D supplement, most of those vitamin D toxicities are because people aren't taking a high quality supplement. That's in the peer-reviewed research. So if you go to somewhere like Nutrition World example, you buy a supplement, you know, you take, you can take up to 10,000 units daily. There's been several studies that show that safely.
And out of curiosity, how many just isolated nutritional alone vitamin D toxicities have you seen? I've been doing this 28 years and zero. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
I've seen some elevated levels, no toxicities, just due to supplementation.
Bingo. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, not to, we only have 3 minutes left, but, you know, what gets me is like, and I'm not putting them down, but the whole celebration 2 weeks ago, the pink celebration about breast cancer, I've been there before, almost guarantee there's never a word about vitamin D reduces breast cancer, as you said, by 60% if you can build it before you get the cancer. It just astounds me that we can't get through to the people who are putting out this information.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I guess since we're limited on time to speed run on my project, but so basically that study, my aunt and uncle also later on got sick with COVID. They had a good plan, right? And so part of my thing with my project is, number one, I want you to have a plan. I want you to be thinking about the same as in, you need to plan if there's a fire in your house. You need to have a plan before your house is fire, right?
Yes.
You need to know exactly how each family member is getting out of where they're, mm-hmm. where they're at and where you're going to meet up. Same thing with COVID. So I want you to have a plan. I want you to have all the supplies you need, like a pulse oximeter, an oral thermometer. And I go over all of that in my project and then how to properly use them. So I want you to have all those things. I want you to talk with your healthcare provider about supplements that you can take, that you should be taking before, that you can take during. And then I want you to talk to your doctor too, because, you know, most people's plan right now, if they get sick with COVID, is they're going to call their doctor. They're going to go see their doctor. But you should talk to your doctor prior to infection and ask him what he would be willing to prescribe you if you were to become sick with COVID.
Got you.
And I don't want people to lose faith in their doctors or traditional medicine. But, you know, in the same way that if you got medical advice for, let's say, a knee replacement that you did not feel comfortable with, you might seek a second opinion. It's perfectly reasonable to do that.
I love that. And I'd say constantly, I say we need to create a team approach for our health as we age. Dr. Green cannot be expected to do everything and know everything. He also doesn't have the time to spend, you know, 40 minutes talking about your sleep and your foods and your supplements.
Right.
And
right.
He wished he did, but the system is not going to allow that. Fine. So we go to Dr. Green and all his people for what we know he can serve us for. But we may need to bring in somebody else as a secondary or third to have other parts to this puzzle.
Absolutely.
You are on Vital Health Radio, Facebook, your protocols. And I love the fact you're talking about being prepared. And, you know, my conversation, we have 300 people a day. It astounds me, and I'm not putting them down, how poorly prepared people are until a crisis hits. And you and I both know, and Dr. Green for sure knows, we've all had COVID. You can't think clearly when you're down in the
Absolutely
trenches
not.
Feeling that bad. You're not going to digest information. It needs to be somewhat prepared beforehand, just like the fire escape things. I just love it, Brian. I want you to be the head of the CDC really soon, please, if you don't mind. Can you do that for me? Any last words you'd like to leave anybody with?
I think the biggest thing before you do this is, again, for me as a Christian, is to seek the counsel of God. You know, in James 1, I believe it's verse 5, you know, God says that if anyone comes to him and asks for wisdom, he will grant it, and he's going to grant it generously. That's not a small promise. That's not a little thing. Mm-hmm. So before you start on this, before you plan, ask for God, and God will guide you. He gave me all this information. You know, I would not be here with you guys. You know,
love it, love it, love it, love it. And I love the fact that you are being very generous, because you're not doing this for any reason other than your generosity and your big heart. So thank you, Brian, so much. This was amazing, and then we're going to share this more than we do most of our shows.
Okay.
And all the best to you in the future. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I, and all my notes here in front of me, will be rambling through. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. That was such an interesting conversation with Brian, and I think we can all at least realize that we have a lot of influence on any health issue that we have, and we find the right partners along the path. But do not believe everything you see in headlines, and we've learned that. If we've not learned anything else, we've learned that through the COVID journey and the train wrecks that happen along that way. I want to say real quickly, a new guy that we're going to have on the show in 2 to 3 weeks, named Josh Porter. You know, I used to think that any guys who would do testosterone were just not making good decisions. They were ego driven. They were this or that. No, I've come completely full circle. As we age and that hormone goes down, if it's appropriate, if it's good for your body, getting back to normal levels, not bodybuilding levels, can be life-changing for your quality of life. And men that I look at that have very low levels, they are not functioning as well normally as they could. Well, Josh Porter has opened a clinic that I have finally have some faith in, and we'll be interviewing him in about 2 weeks. Amazing the deal he's offering and the safety and the way he monitors. Everything's included in one price, including the blood work, the injections, the consultations, everything. A beautiful system. So we'll be talking to him. Love that. Want to say, not in a bragging way, my TikTok is now up to about 1.4 million, Dr. Green. And again, I'm posting from the gym in order to find this little niche market of an older gentleman, I'll say less young, at almost 65, trying to explain how we can all be more fit, but also be more lean. And all of these are 50 seconds or less little videos. And I talk about the macros, how to eat, what to take, how to blood test, and 1.4 million.
Look at you, you influencer, you.
I am getting paid very small amounts, but it is enough now where they are paying me.
I'm still trying to understand how like a 14 to 18 year old becomes an influencer.
Yes.
And they'll just parrot something that is totally wrong sometimes. So thank you for spreading truth.
And we got to keep in mind the contest coming up on June 4th, mm-hmm. with the sponsored by the Vascular Institute and Whitfield Media Group. And they had it last year, and you know, we all get better with each time we do something. Last year was great, so I expect this year is going to be fabulous with a capital F.
And, is it going to have an Ed Jones on the stage?
We're going to have to ask Mr. Hip about that. As I told Matt yesterday, who's part of this planning, you know, I would like to do it, as, and I'm actually working out to do it, but every time I do abs, it flares me up, and then I have about two or three really hard days. And I said, you know, if I'm having a hard day 2 days before, I won't do it. If I'm rocking and rolling pretty dang well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk out there, despite whether I'm the only person in that class or there's 15, I'm going to walk out there. My middle name is Yes. I'm going to say it, even though I feel like, what am I doing? Why would I do this? What in the world? No, I'm gonna do the yes thing. Yes, I will do it as long as Mr. Hip is okay.
Oh, Ed, we know you could just walk on the stage right now. You know it, and I know it. I've seen the pictures.
Well, maybe I could find some physician who might give me a pretty safe injection of a painkiller. Maybe that would help.
Who could that be, Ed? Let's start to think about that.
We got to start having a plan B. Like Brian said, you got to be prepared. Well, maybe I can prepare with an injection.
And coat your hip in lidocaine before the show.
There you go. Yeah, and if my legs get wobbly and jelly-like and I fall, I'll blame you.
Well, I'll be the medical backup, remember.
That's right. Hey, you are the... Are you gonna,
I really...
You really are the medical guy at the contest. That's right. Hey, I don't know if you saw my post couple days ago on Facebook about the gentleman. His name was Al, and...
the one that was the cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't normally do that, but I have to when I hear these kind of stories. And I hear these stories.
That was touching. That was moving.
Well, thank you. And I hear these stories quite often. It's just most people don't want their photo made and want their story told. And I'm looking right now. I've got 195 likes with 41 comments and 35 shares. That's pretty dang amazing. Well, Al is... I don't know his age, but he came to me 5 years ago. He got out of the hospital February 22nd, 2017, diagnosed liver cancer, 3 months left to live. It had spread to the portal vein, and the doc said, you know, go home, get your affairs in order. Well, somehow his son knew me, not giving medical advice and treating his cancer, but it came to me to say, what can we do to make him at least feel better and try to help his immune system? He wasn't a guy who was going to do like you and I. He wasn't going to fill a basket. He wasn't going to be on keto. Just a salt of the earth kind of guy. Well, you know what? If you look on my Facebook, Ed Jones, you can see what he did, which was high dose vitamin D, some immune herbs, turmeric, which is curcumin. But all this was very high dosing, and baking soda. That's one of the things that is an undiscovered secret between meals to alkalize your body. Acidic bodies do not do well. And I'm just talking about how the hope that he was given. He's cancer-free as of 5 days ago. He came in and announced that the doc said, never, you know, amazed, and said, you no longer have cancer. Because I've been following him for 2 years, and he would come in every 8 weeks and say, the doc said the tumor's reducing. The tumor's reducing. The tumor's reducing. And I can't explain it, but it's getting smaller. Hey, it's gone. We can't give up hope, and we are not a Ford truck. We have self-healing capacities within us. We don't always have to rely on massive procedures sometimes. So.
But we do need to have that, like Brian was talking about on the last segment, you know, some sort of underlying health strategy
yes.
that we're already doing, we're already planning, and we've got that in place. You know, you and I do that every day. You do a lot more supplementation than I do, exercise better than I do, but we both do that. And teach our families to do the same thing. But I think we really need to in the future. I've said it before, you know, I've got a background in microbiology and viral research in the past in another life. And, you know, I've always said how this virus, COVID again, is going to mutate and mutate and mutate. Mm-hmm. It's what they do. And it's an endless cycle, really. And these new variants that they're freaking out about, yeah, they're 30% more transmissible. But again, we've got to adapt to this. We really do, and have that healthy lifestyle, supplementation, our vitamin D, NAC. We have to have that in place, because I think what we're going into in the future is going to be more of a not cold and flu season. We didn't freak out in cold and flu season in, say, 2018, did we? Mm. No, you just take precautions. Most people got their flu shot, some didn't, and you go about your life. Well, it's going to be cold, flu, COVID.
There
it's just going to be a different season,
yes.
And we have to learn a way to adapt and not completely lose our minds over this. It's just going to have to be the way of the future, but we just have to keep spreading the true information and suppressing, misinformation. Oh, well, no, let's not say that. Not suppressing misinformation, because I think there are a lot of people in power that are suppressing the truth right now. Let's say discuss all the options.
Yes.
Let's all discuss it openly and not suppress anything. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Put it all on the table. Let the individual decide based on real accurate information. And, you know, the thing that the statement that I have come to despise is, oh, what do you mean vitamin D? We need to follow the science. Well, you know what? That's true if the science is authentic and honest and doesn't come from an agenda that's trying to put a different spin on it. We don't know that. There's too much behind the scenes. You cannot figure this out. And, you know, United Airlines, I saw, Dr. Grant, I don't know if you saw this, but they are now letting workers who didn't get the shot return to work.
I hadn't seen that.
So
we have such high levels of natural immunity now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So that's not a big deal to me.
I put that article on Facebook and Vital Health Radio on the United Airlines. And here we go, because it's just a matter of the time. What have I said for 2 years? The pendulum always swings back the other direction if it goes too far to the left or right. Here we are swinging back with some modest common sense. Had an employee who just returned from Disney. I said, so what's the mask things in Disney? None. I said, really? But it's actually, it was my part. I have a partner in my plane, Chad. He's a wonderful guy, pharmacist in no, it wasn't him. Excuse me. I have some dementia moment here. It was somebody else. And he said that the wait was 3 hours per ride.
Oh.
3 hours per ride.
That's just crazy. I haven't been to Disney in years, though.
That means you'd get three rides in a whole day and go home exhausted.
Unless you want to pay $10,000 a day for a guide.
That's true. But see, that pent-up need for people to be out and about and socialize and have family fun is now going the other direction.
Now, you know, you're so right. In downtown, they keep having the until I think it's mid-April or something, those bands and mm-hmm. just a lot of social events all around where Agave and Rye is, and it's nice. It feels like 2018 again.
Oh yes.
You know, there are bands there, there's music. We're going to have Riverbend again. People are ready for this. And you know, if somebody is high risk, take precautions. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. And if they drop the mask mandate at my work and somebody came in and said, you know, I'm on chemotherapy, would you mind wearing a mask? No, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to get the, quit villainizing people who chose not to have a vaccine, or someone who doesn't want to wear a mask. Don't villainize them. Have a conversation about it. Don't get angry about it. Learn. Talk to the person. Figure out why they're doing what they're doing. Some of my family had chosen not to get a vaccine. People villainize them. I saw how much that hurt them, and we need to quit doing that. But again, we've got to find a middle ground somewhere. We've got to get back to work. We've got to get back to school. We need to quit doing things that don't work. We don't need to mask our infants and mask the four-year-olds. No, that is not working. We don't need to do that. But if someone comes in that's high risk or going out to Disney World and they're high
mm-hmm.
risk,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can wear a mask. You can ask somebody else to. Make sure you get your vaccines and boosters. Take precautions. It's just the right thing to do. But does everybody have to do the same thing like a lemming?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I love the fact that you said, let's do the right things, but let's figure out what's not working and just come up. It's happening. This is happening. Truth is rising to the surface. I did see a report 2 days ago in the UK. They released very strong data that 85% of all the cases of COVID, hospitalizations and deaths were among the vaccinated, and 85% of the population is not vaccinated. So
And around here, the numbers are at an all-time low. It's fantastic. Yes, right. Fantastic. That's what I'm being told.
I am seeing a lot of people in certain. It's interesting. Like, I go to Panera to have my read time on Sunday for 3 hours. I go from 7 to 10 every single Sunday. It's my moment to really delve into some more learning or just to be with myself. And so many people in Panera are wearing a mask, and they're coming in here at 7:15 in the morning, and there's no one in the restaurant. And I just think fear is still got a hold on a lot of people. And these are people who look apparently healthy.
Well, that's true. But I like the comment. I think I've said it on the air before. There was a lady, I think in New York, and they're asking her, and she was more liberal. And they said, look, if the mask mandate is dropped, are you still going to wear your mask? And she said, yeah, I think I will. But you know what? It doesn't bother me. You do you. I'll do me. If you mm-hmm. don't want to wear it, that's fine with me. She goes, but I think I'll still choose to. Again, that was not an emotional response. And that's what keeps getting me, and I think you as well. It's the politicization mm-hmm. of the whole picture of COVID and vaccines and mask mandates, the politicization, that's a hard word to say, and also the religious fervor that mm-hmm. some people have, left or right, both of them.
Yes.
That is just all wrong. There is science. We're talking about the science, and a lot of times Fauci and Walensky do not follow the science. They just don't.
Nope, that's right. And they did, Cornell University did just come out with a study that said ivermectin does outperform other drug options.
And that's out all over the world. So why do a lot of experts still say there's no evidence, Ed? Why?
I know. And New Hampshire just approved over-the-counter ivermectin.
Did you see what was in the, gosh, I can't remember, Georgia or Tennessee sent? I think Tennessee, they were trying to make it over-the-counter. Did you see that? So I did. Did you read that one?
No, I just know New Hampshire did. So,
yeah, I think it was actually our producer that sent the article to us on an email. But it was an interesting article. But what the person putting the bill forward said, you know what? There's a lot of evidence. Here's the evidence. And they started quoting the studies that showed the benefit of ivermectin. And we may get hate mail over this, Ed. But this politician quoted the evidence and said, people are going to tractor supply and getting horse ivermectin.
Yes.
Let's stop that.
Bingo.
And let's make it over-the-counter, because so many people, including pharmacists and doctors, are preaching, literally preaching, against ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this needs to stop, make it over the counter, let people make their own decision. I don't know what's going to happen with that bill, but you know, whoever the politician was, I can't remember, kudos to them.
That's right. That is right. I want to say real quickly, Nutrition World's podcasting, you go to nutritionw.com and you scroll down, have some of the most informative pieces of literature on everything from 8 minutes to 30. My daughter, Katie, did one on PMS and anxiety that has done extremely well on that nutritionw.com. You can scroll down. I want to ask people to do me a favor right now. Anyone who's listening and has one single 30-second downtime, go to Nutrition World's Facebook and just like us. We have got kind of a stopping point on our likes on Facebook, yet we have tremendous coverage and so much business. But for some reason, we can't seem to boost this like thing. We're at 8,300. I want to get to 10,000 on likes, and I'll be pretty happy camper. So nutritionw.com, and just hit a like button. Okay? All right. Well, that is, we're going to go back into the break. When we come back, we're going to be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. So that, more to come. And as we continue, for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Dr. Green, and we have always looked forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. Let's begin with Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We are often a lot harder on ourselves than even God is. If we are ever going to be able to experience the immeasurable depths of God's love for us, we have to learn to forgive ourselves. In his book, Abba's Child, Brendan Manning writes, "But we cannot assume that he feels about us the way we feel about ourselves, unless we love ourselves compassionately, intensely, and freely. It takes a profound conversion to accept that God is relentlessly tender and compassionate towards us just as we are, not in spite of our sins and faults, that would not be total acceptance, but with them. Though God does not condone or sanction evil, he does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. Our God loves us unconditionally. His grace and mercy will never run out. He is never surprised when we sin, never surprised when we fall short of the life to which we've been called. Only by experiencing God's immense love and forgiveness will we ever be able to fully love others." In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. God does not condone our sin, but he will meet us in our place of brokenness and need every time we fail. He will offer mercy and compassion every time we come to him and ask. Nothing could ever cause him to stop loving you for even a single moment. Absolutely nothing." Now, from Brendan Manning comes the closing comment, "My trust in God flows out of the experience of his loving me day in and day out. Whether the day is stormy or fair, whether I am sick or in good health, whether I am in a state of grace or disgrace, he comes to me where I live and loves me as I am." And that, my friends, is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. That was just what was needed. You know, I want to make sure that I remind people that we do have a lecture on April 25th with what we call Ideal Protein. It's the longest running weight loss program that we've ever had. We've had it for 12 years.
I remember that. That was at I learned about it the first keto lecture I went to.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, during COVID, it just all could not function because it does require a once-a-week meeting, and we put you on a machine, and it's about, without exaggeration, 95% successful. We generally get 3 pounds per week for most women, 2 pounds, 3 pounds per week for men, 2 pounds for women. And we really have to regulate. We're the people who say, this is what you eat, this is what you don't eat, and you can't vary from it. If you do more than a few weeks, we actually have a heart-to-heart and say, I don't think this is working for you, and we make you stay on the straight and narrow. But it's not that hard. You have plenty of foods, and it does work. So it's going to be April 25th. Megan is one of our leading coaches who is new to Nutritional Team. So impressed with her. She's just valuable, smart, caring, and connects extremely well with people.
Well, having taken one of those lectures, I can highly recommend them.
Thank you. I do want to say blood testing again. Again, self-empowering yourself is vitally important with partnering with the right people, too. And I know there's people who come to our blood testing that take that blood work back to you, Dr. Green, and to other physicians in town or nurse practitioners. And it's extremely valuable because the blood testing is every Tuesday from 8 to 11 and also on the last Friday of the month. I went down and had I'm a huge believer in monitoring ferritin and iron levels for an anti-aging effect. And so I want to keep my ferritin about 60, which is what the people who understand optimizing and longevity numbers say it needs to be for men. Mine's about 80. So what I do, I just go downstairs and I get them to draw about 10 vials of blood every week. And I don't have time to run a blood assurance, and I have them draw that for me. I pay them for it, and I will generally get another test because I'm already getting stuck. So I'll get some other test just to make sure that everything's in order. It's just like the plane I fly. I mean, we do an annual every year. Planes, the reason, and of course, if any plane goes down, it's on the headlines. But planes have an incredible safety record, small planes like mine. Why? It's because it's called an annual. We have to do a complete takedown of almost the whole plane every either 100 hours of flying or 1 year.
You mean like you take it apart?
Yes. Oh, it's in all pieces.
Never knew.
Not completely, but almost most of the plane is taken apart, inspected, looked at, replaced, fixed. That's why it's so reliable, this plane is, and most small planes.
I will not worry about you quite as much, Ed. You do that to the steerman too?
Yes, all planes. Every plane legally has to do an annual.
Well, it's not like you can pull over on the side of the road.
Nope, there's none of that. And I'm going,
I've always wondered about that.
I'm going up in about 3 hours to fly, so...
It's a little windy out there now. I don't want to hear you getting upset again landing.
I know. That gives me... I get a little cortisol, too much cortisol, and I always tell that because I get BO from it. That's the only time I ever get BO is when I get
You're not
really
allowed. When you drive my car, there will be no profanity and BO.
Okay.
That is not allowed.
Well, brother, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. Be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For my buddy, Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and do hit the like button on Facebook for Nutrition World.
And thank you all for doing it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.